is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Harry Siegel of the New York Daily News, a columnist of the Daily Beast, the op-ed editor, and also a commentator on what looks to be a very big democracy year in New York, 2022, the governor's race. The mansion is open, except for the lieutenant governor stepping into the role, and that drama has to play out. However, it is a big Democratic year for democracy and for the Democratic Party to right itself after the blows of the pandemic. However, Harry has a column in the New York Daily News right now that I would say is in the form of Aesop's fable about how democracy always looks better when it's your democracy and not the other guy's. Harry, New York City is a Democratic town, has been since Tammany Hall days, and what was before Tammany Hall was the flood and Noah, so nothing was before Tammany Hall. New York State is now a Democratic state, a blue state. This works wonderfully for the Democratic Party. We're about to plunge into anticipation with a new candidate named Suozzi for the governorship. But in your column, you have wry remarks. What is the warning you want to convey to your colleagues in the Democratic Party, Harry?
John, New York's democracy is full of Democrats and full of people who have been railing reasonably, mostly, I think, against Republican efforts to restrict and discourage voting, don't want to talk very much about a New York City where a million people show up to vote for the mayor. And so, you know, a half million votes is enough to get you that office in a city of nearly 9 million people now, 8.8 million. And they don't want to talk about this because the overwhelming Democratic voter registration advantage, it's nearly seven Democrats to every Republican, means all these contests get decided in even lower turnout Democratic primaries. So there are all sorts of reforms you can do with a day of registration and easy mail-in voting. The city council is about to let non-citizens, residents of New York City, vote in local elections here if the courts allow it and the Board of Elections can handle it, which we would see about. But the one reform that would fundamentally change things and mean that we would have real elections in November. This year, most people, myself included, they filled out their ballot. There were no choices there for any of the citywide candidates. There haven't been for five consecutive election cycles now. And that's very unhealthy. The easy way to fix that would be to have a nonpartisan primary and then have the top two candidates who would generally be Democrats face off against each other. So you don't end up with, say, an Eric Adams who narrowly wins a Democratic primary, certainly wins, and he wins in the system we have, and good for him, but narrowly wins, then run a meaningless general election. You wouldn't have a Jumaane Williams who just ran again and won very easily for controller, right? He has no interest, for public advocate. He has no interest in being public advocate. You know, he was just running so that he has an office he's in and a thing he's doing while he runs for governor. And in a real general election, he would have gone up against another Democrat who would have had months to put that message out. And especially with the primaries moved up to June now in New York, the idea of just having 5 months of a meaningless election is a joke. And it's really a farce in a city that says it's all about voting rights and democracy and is deeply progressive, that it's so deeply invested in a system in which people can't vote. And last thing I'll mention is Eric Adams used to know this. He was a big supporter. He's a former Republican, of course, many years ago now. But he was a big supporter of Mike Bloomberg's attempt to give the city nonpartisan elections, which failed badly for a whole number of reasons, not least because it was overwhelmingly core Democratic voters who showed up to oppose it in a year with very little else on the ballot, pretty much illustrating the problem, but now says very quietly that he supports maintaining the party system. It's a real shame. New York, we're going to elect Democrats. The town is overwhelmingly Democratic. We should have real elections in the course of getting there. We very easily could. And I am a registered Democrat in large part so I can vote in primaries. And I don't feel like I feel like I have some actual vote. But for 1.6 million New Yorkers who are Republicans or registered independents or members of smaller parties, they really have no say in how our democracy works. That's absurd. It's a shame. It's something Democrats have the votes in Albany and the votes in New York City could very easily fix if they really cared about democracy and voter participation.
A new candidate for the governor's office, Tom Suozzi, Long Island Democrat. I read through his biography or what the New York Times presents. And because I've lived in New York a long time, he sounded like a Republican, but this is a centrist. Is there room for a centrist in Albany, Harry?
We're going to find out, John. Tom ran for governor once before in a Democratic primary against Eliot Spitzer in 2006. I actually worked on that campaign, so I've known Tom since then. I like him. He was the Nassau County executive at the time. He later lost that job to a Republican. He's somebody being in Nassau who's had to deal with actual two-party politics. And he's seen himself as a common sense Democratic centrist who can get things done. He very much enjoys being an executive. And what's very interesting about him joining this race is Kathy Hochul, the lieutenant governor who became governor when Andrew Cuomo resigned, has been running to her left because all the competition has been to her left and almost all of it's come from New York City. So Jumaane Williams is running. The attorney general, Tish James, who effectively forced Cuomo's resignation, is running. Both African-Americans from Brooklyn with the base of support there. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, wants to run and will likely announce soon. And suddenly Hochul has been leaning in that direction since taking this office. It's why she brought in Brian Benjamin, a sort of inconsequential state legislator, but, you know, a member of the left and a black man from New York City, from Harlem, as her lieutenant governor. Suddenly, she is facing a challenge from her right. And if she wants to maintain herself as the centrist Democrat who's appealing to non-core voters, to Democrats outside of New York City and persuadable Republicans, she's going to have to figure out what this means for her positioning. And if she wants to respond to Suozzi's entrance at all, Suozzi, in a lot of ways, is a throwback to like Reagan Democrats, the 1980s. He's Catholic. He's a little older. He's 59. He's been the county executive of Nassau. He's a congressman. He's a congress member now representing parts of Nassau County and Queens. And he just fought very hard to get the SALT deduction back into Biden's big spending bill, infuriating the progressives and squad members and so on. But earning the appreciation of a lot of Democrats in New York who think their taxes are too high and were really hurt when that was taken away by the Republicans under Trump. So we'll see. Tom's a smart and interesting guy. He's run statewide once before and hopefully learned something from that. And I think this is going to be a very interesting race.
He calls himself a common sense Democrat. That's Ed Koch. Is this Ed Koch come again?
I mean, Ed Koch is a unique figure in a high bar, but I think he's a throwback to Democrats of that era.
Sure.
Who are centrist in certain ways, who have conservative instincts on crime,
right,
and on taxes and on Israel, for that matter. So yes, I think there's some common DNA there. Certainly.
And he's a former Nassau County executive, and that's a big part of the success of New York State is Nassau County. Harry Siegel is the Daily News columnist who helps me with all matters Democrat. Wonderful. Tom Suozzi, new to me, but welcome, Tom, to 2022. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.